You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Friday is going pretty well. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And it is funky. Appreciate you, Fig, for doing a little bit of that.
I was wondering.
Were you?
I was like that funky Friday.
I try throwing in once in a while. I don't want to burn everybody out.
You want to burn me out.
I try throwing in there once in a while.
You get burned out on funk, you got a problem.
Hey, it's a lot of people probably
that's
on
a
the
you problem.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's fair. Appreciation again to B. Scott. From Hiram Clark sitting in with us for the 11 o'clock hour. And coming up in this hour, mind you, a University of Houston ticket giveaway, four-pack to see U of H take on Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. So, of course, always keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. But I did want to have this conversation about C.J. Stroud and what he saw, like from his perspective at camp yesterday, because there's a couple of things I thought were notable. And then also you had a question that I wanted to get into. But before we get there, I found this to be interesting because were you at all wondering about what the offensive line is at this point? I think we feel pretty confident that it's locking in
to
place,
last
right?
Week, pretty much.
It feels like
actually
that.
We went to the Panthers game. I'm like,
how do you know?
I was like, all right, if that's the line, that's the line.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the one that we'd seen the week before is the offensive line for the Panthers game, because really that was the last chance, because we're not going to see the starters on Saturday.
I'd be shocked, especially with how much work the ones got on a Thursday.
A great day, too.
2 days before that game happens.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them breaking out some of these starters. But I mean, obviously, we'll ultimately see. And I think that's why one of the main reasons why, well, not main reasons, but one of the big reasons why it's always important to check in with the Texans countdown with Sean and Seth starting at 9 tomorrow.
Yeah.
9 a.m. that is. But
a lot of ball caps on the sideline tomorrow.
100%. 100%. Yeah. But let's check in with C.J. Stroud. This is what he was talking about with the physicality of the offensive line. And a lot of people were saying, oh, I think he gave the game away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. It's a pop every time, you know, the ball snapped. I thought, you know, it starts with Jake. You know, Jake has done a good job of IDing things. And him and Lakin are, like, the first ones to kick it off. Ed's right there. Titus is right there. Taylor, it's a group that's a lot of dogs, man. So I'm really happy that, you know, that we're able to run the ball like we have, because that opens up everything else.
It's set. Right?
I mean, it's funny how he felt like he just gave away the star lineup right there.
But to be fair, that's the line that was in front of him at that practice that he's then talking after. So it very well could be that. But also the level of confidence that I think he shows says something. And really, it's worth noting, as much as in my mind, Eddie Ingram has been like this is the finishing piece.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you've been watching since day one, that center position. What's happening there?
Yeah.
I think that he gave the game away on that. Like, and of course, again, we found level of stability. You haven't seen Jarrett Patterson with the ones in a little bit. But him talking about not only has Jake Andrews been there, setting calls, Because it really did feel like, at least in my imagination, and of course, what you kind of settle into your mind is not always reality in the circumstance. But in my imagination, I'd said on the idea of C.J. Stroud is getting so much put on his shoulders now, he's going to be the man that is, you know, behind the controls. He's going to have all of the reins in his hands to make all of the calls. And no, the center is still making some calls. Mm-hmm. And Jake Andrews, your center, your quarterback, who, again, is really taking on more of the responsibility, saying he's doing a good job from what I'm seeing right behind him. I think that matters a good amount.
Well, actually, that's the quote right there. What CJ said right there. Sometimes you hear something and it makes you ask a question that you bring to the class, you know, that you bring to this show. And that's the one that did it, because I think Jake Andrews has earned the right because of what he does between the years as much as he does between the other two guards. Yeah, you know, and
why do you say that?
Because you just heard him. You heard him right there that it's a tandem effort in terms of identification, blocking assignments, that making sure that C.J. Stroud can be able is able to, you know, help receivers make the calls, make audibles, which is not a word that we've used. You know, we haven't used the word audible in a couple of years.
Thanks to Shanahan offense. Like, that's part of the way that works. And obviously the shift in offenses has given him the opportunity, CJ, that is, to have more of an ability to shift out of things.
So that's the line. That's what we fully expect week one. And it made me ask that question. Is CJ Stroud ready? Sometimes the simplest question is the one that's most important. Is he ready to go into week one? Because that's it. You know, they're going to have some practices, but we're not going to have any real good litmus test, so to speak.
You know what the dumbest reason why I feel like yes is? Mm-hmm. And of course, I decide to start here rather than the smartest reason. deal with it. Did you see, and I'm sorry, Fig, I should have asked you to get this audio, but I was like, fine. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw this. I was scrolling Instagram yesterday, and I saw a video of C.J. Stroud on the podium or in front of the microphone, and it's not him answering a question. It's him saying to Tyleek Williams, his teammate at Ohio State, and obviously now the first round pick of the Lions to be a defensive tackle there. He told him, "Shut up, fatty," in the middle, and he's like, "You know, that's my teammate."
I actually heard it cutting up the audio.
You're like, what happened there?
Who is he calling a fatty?
And funny enough,
he mentioned that
in the comments on that Instagram post, someone was like, "Oh, there's an audio clip for Sports Radio 610," and I imagine they were like, "Oh, here they're gonna knock on CJ." I actually think that this very much shows the personality that it feels like we were almost robbed of seeing this offseason with CJ for good reason. You know, he had his, you know, he was in the lab, he was working, he's grasping this new offense that Nick Haley's putting before him. It's fun to kind of see him get back to some of that more fun, even talking about the hat, right? Like the Mariners, you saw him being having fun. And in my mind, and again, I said this is the dumbest reason why. In my mind, I'm like, oh, he's settling back into the fun. Remember, we heard him talk at one point. He didn't sound like himself. Mm-hmm. He sounded like there was a lot going on in the brain. He sounded more like himself again, which to me kind of means that he might be settling into all of this and feeling a level of domain over all of it.
I swear to God.
Am I reaching too far?
I swear to God, we didn't talk about this before.
Are you
show.
For real?
That was one of my reasons. That was one of my reasons. Is C.J. Stroud ready? We're seeing C.J. Stroud. You know, and you're not comfortable. I mean, when you show that you know, how comfortable you are just as yourself, I think it reflects how comfortable you are with other things. Hell, any business, anyone listening to us, until you, like, when did you know that you settled into your job when you could be yourself? You know?
Figgy, might throw a couple jokes in a little bit.
Yeah. Figgy, I think it fits you. It fits me. It fits Reggie. It fits this show.
Rip your boss a little bit.
It fits anyone listening.
Poke a little fun.
Yes, but it's not just, like, you can poke a little fun. Like, you're so comfortable with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis that you can actually show who you are. And I swear, we didn't talk about this. That was one of my big reasons why I think, you know what, there's still a long way to go. And, you know, I've said it multiple times. It could be 4, 5, 6 weeks into the regular season before he fully has a grasp of it. But I think him being himself shows he's ready.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ready. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not the dumbest reason.
Not then. The dumbest
reason. Or if it is, we're both in the dumb boat together.
Big fat dummies.
Go ahead and cut that one up, Figgy. I need that one for later. But no, I thought that was a huge thing when it came to that. And then also to answer that question, do I believe CJ is ready? As ready as he's going to be. But I think I still keep going back to the Panthers game and that play that we talked about. We've talked about it. We heard Nick Caserio mention it when he was on with Payne and Pendergast earlier this week. That play where you have spacing and everybody's running those kind of like 7-yard hooks, and then Nick Chubb comes out of the backfield and he sits down about 5 yards, and you can see CJ go through his progressions instantaneously, really quickly. Left, nobody's there. Right, nobody's here. Here's my third. Drop it off without hesitation, without delay, getting through your progressions. That seems to really fit what they want from him. He looks like he was settled in it as much as you can be as you're managing the pocket and doing all these things quickly. I think that that's going to be very important and vital for him in this, because it's different than what he was dealing with last year. Shout out to Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer. I was reading that piece that he wrote about CJ getting the reins of the offense, and he was talking about how in a Shanahan offense, the idea is all the answers are supposed to be laid out for you. And, you know, if there's a blitz coming, we're not sliding protection. We're not changing what's happening. You just have a hot. And there was a lot of instances where CJ was trying to go quicker, and you just couldn't go quick enough for what was happening there. I think you've seen him even be speedier than that year with also better protection. I think that probably bodes well for his ability to
now,
handle
I have
this.
Two other reasons that I think he's ready. And then one thing, I should say, that kind of gives me pause. So I'm going to ask you about that.
Fair enough.
But two things that also make me believe that CJ Stroud is ready. We wanted the offensive line to be set by this point in the season.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I kind of wanted it earlier, but sure. I hear you.
But it had to be set by now. You know, they had to have 2 weeks, you know, of working. D'Amico Ryan said it.
Yeah, it still couldn't be no competition now.
There couldn't be any questions, couldn't be any
that
competition.
That would have been a little scary.
Couldn't be any, oh, maybe him.
Scary. We're still trying to figure some stuff out right now.
I don't think so. You know, we couldn't be in this position. You know, earlier we were, you know, early in training camp, we couldn't be in this position still wondering, who's the left tackle? Who's the right tackle? Who's the center? You know what? We're not. It's set, and that tells me not only is it set, I think there's a confidence with Jake Andrews that they can work in tandem in unison to kind of make those calls and go forward in the regular season. So that's one reason.
You just heard it. CJ just expressed it.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other one that I think he's ready, I think I'm not going to say it's going to be hell on wheels, but I think you have a running game. I think you have some running backs in Woody Marks and Nick Chubb that can give you that confidence that it's not just going to be CJ Stroud running for his damn life back there, you know?
Yeah, and again, highlighting that one audio clip, the reason why he started talking about those offensive linemen is because he was talking about the physicality. Mm-hmm. Now, he was asked about it, but he's like, I like it. And he's giving you each and every guy on the line, right? There is no weak link running-wise. It feels like they're all bringing the level of physicality that has been required of them from Cole Popovich and Nick Cayley, and that also you would want to see that from them. So, like, I think that is fair to some degree. However, the caveat I continue to throw up there, where we've had the opportunity to see with our own eyes, I'm going to say Panthers team, that their defensive line isn't all that great, And then maybe you consider that first game or whatever, but I don't know how much you can do that with the amount of, you know, moving around and shaking that's happened on the online. And then, of course, the consideration that, look, the games are going to happen with teams throwing out their full arsenal. They're mm-hmm. opening up their book. And then when teams also have an opportunity to get tape on you,
yeah.
what's going to happen? And so the one question that I would ask, and it's even less about CJ himself, but it's just there's going to be, with you being in that saddle, with you having more of the responsibility, you also now have to give Nick Haley mm-hmm. your eyes from the ground. And probably, I imagine, this is more collaborative. He's going to try and find answers along with Nick Haley and Jerry Shaplinsky and Jeriah Johnson. I think mm-hmm. all of them, I think it's probably going to operate more like a circle of trust mm-hmm. of sorts. Shout out to Payne and Pendergast in finding answers. And one of the things that's apparent, yeah. especially with the offensive line, we were talking about this. It feels like they see something, they need to figure it out and then find the answer. It feels like there's going to be a lot of that during the course of the season. Is he ready for the mental task of that?
Well,
I don't think we'll have an answer for that until we see him in the season.
I'm glad you brought that up because as much as I think he's ready, and I just gave up, you know, three reasons why, there, you know, is there anything that gives you pause? Because there is one thing that gives me a little pause here in terms of getting into LA and the first part of the season. You know, we heard C.J. Stroud talk about it. I don't know if it's in cut one or not when he's talked about it. He was asked about the practice. And he's like, well, we started out kind of slow. You know what kind of slow was? There were reports yesterday about running for his life back there, an interception. You know what? Those plays count in a real game. They count. You know, it's not just like, it's like, you know, hey, you know, we had a slow start, but we brought it around. No, that slow start might have been an interception, a couple of sacks. That might have turned the game.
Can I spin forward that negativity, though? Yeah. And I don't disagree because, mm-hmm. again, I want to make that clear. You're right. Those are going to be the plays that matter. Who are we talking to? Like, yeah. C.J. Stroud knows those plays matter because he had a whole hell of them. He had a metric bleep ton of those last year. And I think even the criticism that I threw up there is that, oh, okay, you're going to have a lot of mental load mm-hmm. this season of trying to figure out, hey, how do we make this adjustment? What's the right way to go about this along with the brain trust and the circle of trust that we were talking about? I can also talk about there was a lot of mental load just getting through last season. I imagine that he's like a rubber band. He's had some stretch to him mm-hmm. last year. So I do think that he might be steeled a little bit more to the adversities that are going to come this year, inevitably, with the growing pains of being more at the helm of this offense.
No, I totally agree. And like I said, my big point is here, I think he's ready.
Correct.
For the reasons I gave. What gives me a little bit of pause is, let's say this wasn't a joint practice, but it was a real game with the scoreboard lights on, and he throws a pick and gets sacked a couple of times in the first quarter. Okay, what does that spell? We got confidence in the defense, but what does that turn into, you know?
And then are you still able to get to the explosives or things that you might need in a game where you might have to come back? Because, 8-3-2, keep the change, move, and offense. It's not always sexy, but it's effective.
I agree.
It is when you have the right game scripts. Are you going to be in situations where you need to go get it out the mud of sorts? Mm-hmm. Again, that's conversations for us to have more going forward, but I think the baseline is it feels like for a training camp, with CJ, where CJ Stroud, your starting quarterback, who you're usually very confident about, you had to answer some questions. Those questions feel largely answered for CJ here, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, largely answered. I am actually. I'll put it this way: I'm much more confident about CJ Stroud running this offense going into the regular season today than I thought I would be.
And I just can't agree with you here, 713. CJ softer than Roseanne's son. I just can't agree with you.
Who is that Lil Wayne on the Tesla?
Yeah, right. But also, I mean, a man that was standing back there just taking all them knocks and continue to step back into that space. I don't know that I want to start calling him soft personally. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want. I'm not your daddy or anything of the sort. But I want you to remember, though, that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up next, let's get our lunchtime confessions here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.